The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I led off the show with it. We talked about it a little bit. The NASCAR driver selection bracket moves on ahead of the Ambetter Health 400 that'll be Atlanta Motor Speedway coming up at the end of February. Trying to select a new driver now that mine has retired. This morning, the matchup was between Chase Briscoe and Bubba Wallace. Chase Briscoe slides into the 19 chair, though, that Martin Truex had. All my gears still, it's 19. So I went with Chase Briscoe in that matchup. Tiff, take it away for Which One Wednesday.
All right, Which One Wednesday, guys. So we'll just get right to it. Which one is more likely to happen? Kirk Cousins ends up in Cleveland with Kevin Stefanski or with Shane Steichen in Indianapolis next season?
Whew, man, that's a really good question.
We'll go first.
Because I don't think any I don't think either one is likely. But I think it's got to be Indianapolis just simply from a money standpoint, right? You're paying Deshaun Watson so much money in Cleveland that I don't know how you could take on. Now, granted, if you're dealing with a situation where Atlanta's playing all of it, maybe that's what you're looking at. But I don't know that I'd want to be a part of what Indianapolis has going on right now. Not that you were any better than them. You finished 8-9 just like they did. But it just seems like, I don't know, man. That's a really tough question. I know I'm getting dinged by Dylan on this one, but that's actually a really good question. I don't know which one would be more likely. I don't think either one's likely, though.
I would say Indy just based on the fact of what – I know that Deshaun is still – I know he had a setback apparently with the Achilles. But I just think money-wise, any money to go, it's going to be tough. I think
Anthony Richardson – sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and Anthony Richardson's lack of staying healthy and – I don't know what's going on with him. You know, he pulls himself out of the game. The growth, I think Kirk Cousins would be good for him. I hope Flacco is good for him. I just think it makes more sense because I think Shane Steichen's coaching for his life next year. I think Kevin Stefanski could be a little bit safer. I do agree with Mike, though. Either one of them, even one of those offensive lines where they played the last couple of years could get him hurt.
Yeah, I agree.
Also, wouldn't you say Anthony Richardson is the rookie? He's still under the rookie contract.
He is,
right?
So and that makes more sense.
Like I said, if they can pull off the Russell Wilson deal where Atlanta's paying his whole salary, then that's
going to be well, they're not going to trade for him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
How much
are you going to have to pay him is the question.
Well, he's going to have to take the pay that he played for this year. And what I mean by that is he earned a pay, and it ain't the $40 million a year.
Which team is more likely to win the NFC South next year? Do I need to name the teams in the NFC South? Or you guys just want to go ahead?
Falcons. It's the Falcons. Look,
this is based on the information we have now.
Right now, well, look, they got to revamp some defense. You have to remember, you do get Braylon Trice back. You're going to have Ray back. You have Darnell, but your offensive weapons are coming back, and maybe. Apparently, we can bring a passing game coordinator in here, not an OC, that can unlock Kyle Pitts because it's all the coach's problem, according to 5 million people on Twitter.
5 million?
Yeah, well, like 5 to 6 people is 1 million a person, okay. So all it's right. Like 5 to 6 million people. Now, 40 million agree with otherwise. I think it's the Falcons. I think Michael Penix, you're – everything I've seen, this guy is going to be just unreal. And I'm so excited. I think he revamped the defense. I'm not overly sold on what the Bucs will be next year. Do they bring Chris Godwin back? That's a big role. Do they lose Liam Cohen? I've heard Todd Bowles might retire. I don't know. I don't know. But so I'm going with facts. I think the future's bright.
I think that
and I'm a homer. And
I was
going to
say
Kool-Aid.
I was going to say, at the risk of being dinged for not being a homer, I think it's very hard to say that at this point. Tampa's won the division, obviously, a number of years in a row right now. Baker Mayfield is back. You were good without Chris Godwin at times this year because you established a running game. Bucky Irvin will be even better in his second year. We just saw that with Bijan Robinson. You still have a number of those playmakers on defense, Winfield, Vita Vea. I don't know. Some of those guys are aging out, definitely, and at some point Tampa will take a dive because of you know, the elder statesmen and their contracts on that entire team. But I don't know if I'm homer enough to sit here and say that the Falcons are definitely going to win the division next year over Tampa. I don't know. I think that would be the ultimate homer take. I'm not there just yet. I have a lot of faith in where this team is headed, and I think that we're obviously going to expect them to win the division next year. You beat Tampa twice this year, but man, you got to give Tampa their credit where it's due. They've done it time and time again when you didn't expect them to, and I think that you know, you have to kind of tip your cap to them a little bit more.
Have you guys given your thoughts on who the NFL MVP will be this year?
No, but I have thoughts on it.
So then maybe I'll give you three options then, which is the three that most people seem to be talking about right now. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Joe Burrow.
This is so hard because there's three guys that could win it. All three of these guys are very deserving. I have to go with Josh Allen. And the reason I go with Josh Allen is this was the year that everything came to roost. The window people, and those are the people that say
window's closing.
Yeah. Oh, your window's closing, because they had to get rid of. Like, they got rid of their best receiver. They got rid of some multiple defensive players that had helped that defense be pretty good. And Josh Allen went out there and did his thing. And there are times where I thought Charles Davis talked about, you kind of willed the team to victory multiple times. And that is kind of the MVP thing. Now, Lamar Jackson, his year this year is better. I was trying to think of a word, but that without cussing to describe it. But there's not one. This year is much better than his season last year.
It's insane.
But I look at what he has in the addition of Derrick Henry, the maturity of Zay Flowers, Mark Andrews, Rashawn Bateman, both the other tight end that say it for me, Dylan. Now, Dylan's forgot it. But you know who I'm talking about. They have weapons galore. Their defense started out slow and now is playing like one of the best defenses in the league the last 6, 7, 8 weeks. I think there's just more to work with for Lamar, and that's why I give it to Josh Allen.
Yeah, you feel like
the Isaiah cupboard, Likely. Thank you.
You feel like the cupboard is more bare for Josh Allen in terms of the weapon. I mean, remember, this, like, Mac Hollins is up there, and that's one of his biggest weapons. Now, they did trade for Amari Cooper, so let's keep that in mind.
But halfway
well.
Through the season.
Let me attack this from the other direction. Why is Saquon not involved more in the conversation for MVP? In y'all's opinion, why is Saquon not involved in this conversation?
That's a really good question.
The only thing I come up with is that he's around a very, very talented offense. Well, a very talented offensive line.
You got an MVP caliber quarterback, not saying he was a candidate, but a caliber MVP, an offensive line of the year caliber, weapons galore, defense playing very good.
And so I'm coming at the same conversation that you're having. I'm just using kind of different things to talk about it here. It's Josh Allen in the MVP conversation. And I simply think it's a matter of, in a lot of different guys' opinion, who have you watched the most? Because each of these guys individually, if you were in Buffalo, if you're in Cincinnati, if you're in Baltimore, you can't watch each of these guys individually and be a part of the fan bases for these teams and not think they're the MVP. They've simply been incredible. But for everything that, to your point, I don't think if you're just going to give it to the guy with the best stats, then we might as well take this out of the voters' hands and just say, hey, let's let the computers name the MVP. It's just not how it works. It's the most valuable player for that team. How valuable were they? And
so
for me, it's
picking
Josh Allen. Okay. I don't think there's any doubt about it. I think it's Josh Allen. I think Lamar Jackson, incredible. a lot of different ways. He's probably a victim of his own success in this conversation. But Josh Allen has, when a lot of people thought he would go away, he's gotten even stronger. And I'm interested to see what he does in this playoff run.
Okay, you'll each have 15 seconds once I read this. Which is more likely to happen? Does Shedeur Sanders still end up going to the Titans now they have the number one overall pick? Because it does not seem like Deion Sanders, his father, who said he would have an impact in where his son goes, is happy that the Titans fired their GM, Rand Carthen.
Development is everything. If Deion has anything to say about it, there's no way I'm letting this kid go to Tennessee. They have completely balked at every quarterback they've tried to sign, everything down the road that they haven't had in so long. It's been awful. It's been awful. They need Travis Hunter.
Shedeur Sanders will be in Vegas with Deion Sanders as the head coach.
Book it.
Ooh, wow. Okay, Dylan, what say you?
Mike,
you ain't going to win this argument.
Bo is the winner.
I don't even know. I don't even know why we have you judge anymore.
I just love how you use me to tell him he's a loser, Dylan. That is producing to the greatest.
Sure,
you can. That is phenomenal.
Thank you, sir. Dylan, you are the weakest link, my friend. I don't know why we continue to let you do this.